I woke up in Calgary. Where do I go now? In the middle of nowhere, 'twas where I'll always be found. Endless stretch of highway with you in my head. It's tough being together, sleeping in an empty bed. It's up to you. Will you walk out, just disappear? It's up to you.
Leave the Lights On from the album Hold Up to the Fire, which was just released by Vancouver's folk rock band Echo Nebraska today. I spoke with guitarist and keyboard player Andy Schichter over Skype. Andy, thank you so much for joining me for Indie Beat.
Thanks so much.
Tell me a little bit about your musical history. Did you grow up in a very musical family?
Not overly. My dad played a little bit of guitar and mandolin when he was a kid. But my parents are both very creative. My dad's an English and film teacher and had a novel published about 10 years ago and is constantly writing screenplays and stories. And my mom does lots of marketing. So they're very creative. But yeah, I didn't get any music knowledge from them. But I started playing guitar when I was around 10 years old.
Can you think of an album that from the very first time you heard it was really life-changing for you?
Yeah, Silverchair's Diorama. I heard that record and there's just sounds on that album. I think I was 13 when it came out and there were just sounds on that album that I'd never heard before. And there's just like this beautiful blend of rock and roll and orchestra sections and pop. So that kind of led me down a rabbit hole of once I heard that, I got really into Pet Sounds and then the Beatles. So that record really just changed my life.
How did you come to form Echo Nebraska?
So it was shortly after I moved to Vancouver. I'm from Ontario. And about a week after I moved here, I met Devin and Gunn. They were playing in a band called Amber Hills. And I was assisting on their record. And Devin, he had a bunch of songs that weren't quite in the same mold as Amber Hills. They were a bit more alternative rock. But he would constantly, you know, play on his acoustic guitar, and he has like these great folk rock songs. So I just invited him over to jam, work on demos. So I thought like I would maybe eventually get to produce a solo record for him. So we did this for about a year and a half, and then we were like, okay, well, maybe let's just start a band. But that certainly wasn't my intention at the start.
How do you approach your songwriting as a band? Is it a very collaborative process?
Devin does all the songwriting. He writes all the lyrics and chords and the melodies. And then either he brings them to me and we'll do a demos of some songs, or or we'll just all jam it together. He'll, you know, just have like a demo of him just playing acoustic guitar, and then we'll all jam and rehearse the songs together. But he did do some co-writing on this record, which was a first for him. So he co-wrote 4 or 5 songs with our producer Jeff, and then co-wrote our single "Follow Me" with another songwriter. So that was totally a new experience for him.
You're releasing your sophomore record, "Hold Up to the Fire," today.
Yeah.
How do you feel your sound has evolved with this new collection?
Well, I think this is the first time, like our first EP, "Send the Ships." We weren't really a touring band at the time, so I would say that this is the first time that we've, you know, released music where it sounds like the band that we've known for the past couple of years, just because, you know, it's been the same lineup for 2.5 years now. We've been on the road quite a bit. So I think just playing together, knowing each other's tendencies and influences certainly helps shape the record. And we did kind of make a conscious effort to put out a bit more of a universal folk pop record, as opposed to maybe just doing a full album that's strictly more indie, kind of like our first EP. Yeah, I would say just playing live together really, really changed the sound of the band and the direction.
Is there a theme to the songs in the collection?
There's a few. Just kind of, there's a few songs that tie together in the sense that some are just about getting over hard times. I would say that. And a few songs were written on the road as well. There's a bit of a travel feel to the record, I would say.
You worked with a great producer on this record. Tell me about that.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, so we worked with Jeff Dawson, and he was fantastic. He has a great sense of melody, and just really when we were fine-tuning the songs, he came out to our studio and helped us, you know, fine-tune the arrangements and just does like a good sense of cutting out the fat in a song. Just like really getting to the core message of the tune, just stripping away what's not needed, making sure nothing interferes with the vocal melody. And he was fantastic to work with too. Very easygoing. And, you know, anytime we had, you know, questions on our parts or we weren't quite sure with what he wanted to do with the section. He would he just has very like vast musical knowledge, so he'd be able to like fine tune a melody for us. Yeah, it was really cool. And for me, so I'm a recording engineer and producer, and this was the first time that I ever played on an album that I didn't have like any hand in the production. So that was kind of cool. I was able to just be a musician. That was a lot of fun for me personally.
What was the inspiration for your song "Follow Me"?
I was talking to Devin about this the other day. He initially said it started off as like a Johnny Cash kind of song. He had that like galloping train beat vibe to it, and I'm not sure when that switched over to more the folky vibe that it has now. But I thought that was interesting, and after I imagined that, I was like, oh, I wish I heard a version that was in the same vein as Johnny Cash. But I believe the song is just about, yeah, just going through life and, you know, saying that it's okay to ask for help along the way. And, you know, we all need to rely on each other to get through hardships and tough times. Yeah. And when he gave us a demo of it, we all loved it. We thought the chorus was just super, super catchy and powerful. So we always had that in the back of our mind that this could potentially be the first single of the record.
When you call from the maze, say you've been gone and lost for days, I hear you speak, but the words are faint, signals weak, and your voice fades. I won't let tragedy hang over me, won't let anyone decide there ain't anything that I won't do just to have you by my side. Follow me and I'll follow you through old and bright, the dark and new. Fall on me and I'll fall on you. We all get lost sometimes. Follow me. Follow me. The walls are tall, you don't feel brave. Try to climb and find a way. Then I see you reaching out. There's that twinkle in your eye I dream about. I won't let tragedy hang over me, won't let anyone decide there ain't anything that I won't do just to have you by my side. Follow me and I'll follow you. Follow you.